of cream, red roses too.
Hello, this is Ed Cohen, editor of Global Business News, and your host on Global Radio Talk Show. Our special guest today is Mr. Carlos Pardo, CEO of Cap Apex. Now, we're based today in San Diego, Old Town, in southernmost California. And Carlos today is in Rio de Janeiro. And we're very happy to have Carlos on the line. Bom dia and hello, Carlos. Welcome.
Hi, Ed. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I thank you very much. Carlos, this show today is about big data and the cloud and things like that. And a lot of our listeners are business people and know something about it, but maybe not enough. Talk to us a little bit about making better business decisions. Tell us about your approach to decision making.
Glad to. The main intent of our approach is very simply to turn goals into reality. So we introduced a process that's basically just a journey from where you are, where you currently are, to where you want to be. And our vision is that everyone in a company is a decision maker. This is not just for senior members of a company, but for everyone that works in a company. It's a process that's company-wide for every department, for every person working in teams, working together. We don't really think that it's a good idea to have goals and problems that are isolated and not available to all people in the company. So everyone in the company should be trained, have a clear understanding not only of the goals of the tasks that they're working on, but also of how these goals roll up to higher goals. So our approach is clarifying this, making sure that people are working with goals in mind. Too often we see that traditional decision-making has a problem with goals that fade from the sight of view. And people make thousands of decisions a day, and these range from high-level marketing strategy decisions, for example, to operational decisions about how to run a machine, to day-to-day decisions, where to have lunch, and to decisions that border on reflexes. And our approach is that we have a process to help get better results on important decisions, no matter where those decisions might fall in the spectrum of high level to low level.
Yeah, so we're talking about the benefits of your approach to decision making, better results, better visibility, less stress, less worry. So about the origin of the process, why was this important to you? Why did you develop this system for decision making?
Well, when we formed our company, we had a unique selling proposition, a USP, like every company, which we thought probably wasn't very unique. It's very simple. Our mission is to help our customers achieve their goals. In theory, this isn't unique. If you ask any company, they will say, at least implicitly, but also explicitly, that that's what they do. However, in our experience, in our industry, which is the enterprise software business, we saw a high rate of failure in projects. There were projects that never reached completion, projects that were late or way over budget or missing critical features. And we asked ourselves, how could this be? Almost anybody working in the industry would have a methodology that was sophisticated, that would have a step which was gathering customer goals and setting project goals and then proposing a well-designed solution to obtain those goals. And yet, we had this high failure in this industry. And what we saw is, well, there are these are large-scale projects and involve all the departments of a company, from HR to payroll to manufacturing, distribution, logistics, and so on. So there's many points of failure. But what we did see was that the decision-making process wasn't the best. People were working. They were being busy, but often working in the wrong direction. And we thought you need a process where the goal is always in focus. Because when it's not, people get distracted. They keep on working. They work hard, but they work in the wrong direction. And so we developed this process. We used it in-house. It helps us all the time. We have posters that show the process in front of us. We built an application. Every time we run into a problem, we consult it and we say, okay, what are we working towards? Not dealing exclusively on the technicalities of a task and what those problems are, but where are we going and are we going in the right direction? And that really helps getting good results.
I see. So you're turning goals into reality. And are there 6 key elements or 7 or 3 or 1 key element? Tell us about what is key here, how to execute the process.
We have 6 key elements. Well, I'll list them and then maybe I'll talk about one or two. So they are to be early. Everything should be done as quickly as possible. Focusing, prioritizing your goals, being precise, simplifying, and learning. So, for instance, being early. One of the things that we saw in the traditional way of dealing with decision-making is that the decision, the most important part of the process, is done at the very latest moment when there's no time to fix it and it's put into action. And we found that the earlier you can make your important activities, the earlier you can do things, the more time you have to fix things, the more time you have to re-examine if you're going in the right direction, the more time you have to make sure that you are doing things correctly. The later you find out that you've made a mistake, the more costly it is, and sometimes it's never even fixed. It's left broken because you've run out of money, you've run out of time, you just leave it in its broken state. Another of the key elements is learning, and sometimes that's considered as a step in the decision-making process. But we don't think it's a step. We think that it's something that you should do all the time. You should be learning about your goals. You should be learning about what problems are preventing you from achieving your goals. You should be learning about how you can test better. You should be learning at all times and being able to have the discussion about what you've learned. It doesn't have to be a specific step that happens after you've made the decision. Also, prioritizing is a key element because all decisions and all problems don't have equal weight. So most people aren't just sitting at their desks, twiddling their thumbs, waiting for problems to arrive. They're overwhelmed with problems. They're stressed out, and they need something to help them be able to do things more productively. And so if you're able to filter out what's not important to you, what doesn't need to be done, and only concentrate on the important problems, you'd be more productive.
I see. So it's a linear situation, not elliptical or asymmetrical. There's actually an engineering to doing this kind of thing, correct?
Yes, there's a process, and the process is fairly linear, but the focus is always on the goal. So when we show this visually, the goal is in the center of the process, and all the other activities are around the goal, because as you're working on identifying problems that are preventing you from reaching your goal, you can also spend that time re-examining your goal. That's a big problem. We found that in many projects that people were working towards a goal, but the goal wasn't necessarily something that was aligned with the company's values or their mission, but it was something that came from perhaps a suggestion from a vendor or what the competition was doing. And in fact, we need to be explicit and make sure that the goals are really what is important to our company's existence. So it is a linear process in a way, but it always focuses around the goal. Whatever part of the process you're in, you need to make sure that you're going in the right direction and that that direction hasn't changed, because goals can also change, not because you've made a mistake in identifying what your goal is, but because the industry has changed, because technology has evolved.
Okay, so it's the manager's role then, the leader's role, to keep it as simple as possible and rely on the talents and skills and be sure to keep the 6 key elements right in the forefront. So do you post those 6 key elements on placards or
yes.
on a map?
Yes. Well, we have an application, and the application, as you're working on your goals, you can see how your goals align with other goals in the company. Not only rolling up to the higher goals, which are the mission of the company, but also you can see how your goal might relate to somebody, not necessarily even in your team, but in another department. And what we've seen is, in the IT industry, the classic problem is a business/IT divide or business/IT miscommunication, where IT and business just can't see eye to eye. They can't talk to each other. They don't understand each other. They have so many problems working together. But if we know what our goals are and if we can explain them to other people that also know what the goals are and can see this in an application, or if you do it and we have an application, but you could use a different one, or on paper, or somehow visually, you have a better understanding how what you're doing fits with what somebody else is doing.
So I am not a techie, and so I'm finally understanding this from you.
This doesn't take any technical expertise. The application is very self-intuitive.
So you've achieved results. Tell us, in summary, what results have you achieved?
Yes, well, we're a small company, and we're very young. But yet, the playing field where we're playing is in very, very high-level enterprise industry, which is the enterprise software industry. And we compete with companies that are much larger than us and have many more resources. And by many more, it's everything. More people, more revenue, qualifications. But yet, and people will tell us that, well, you can't compete in that industry because the big boys are so much bigger and they will be able to eat you up. And yet, what we see is if you think about decision-making more on the goal and not about indicators about reaching the goal, then you'll be able to compete even if you are lacking the tangential features. So what I mean by that is more people, more revenue, more certifications is not directly important. What's directly important is can you provide the right solution to achieve the customer's objectives. That's what you're trying to do. That's what we're trying to do. And when we go into a project, we're not talking about how many people we have. We're not talking about how much revenue we have. We're talking about, okay, we sit down with the customer, what are you trying to do? And then we take that need and we provide a solution so that they can achieve what they're trying to do. We have been able to outperform some larger companies.
Okay, so Carlos, you're based in New York, and now you have, a satellite office in Chicago, is that correct?
That's correct.
How can people find out more about you? What's your website?
Our website is www.capapex.com. They can also send email to info@capapex.com. And find out about our book on decision making and our application that can help you set up your goals and track them.
It sounds like you have a wealth of knowledge to share. Have you an app or a guidebook?
Yes, we have a book that's coming up, and we do have an application, which is a very simple application which helps companies align their goals, set them up, identify problems, solicit proposals or solutions, test against those proposals, and make a decision on what is the best candidate for action, and then track that action.
Well, it's been very interesting to learn about CapApex.com. We've been talking once again with Carlos Pardo, CEO. Thanks very much for being our guest and helping us learn more about decision-making, making better business decisions, and learning about the 6 intuitive steps and turning goals into reality using the system. So thank you again for being our guest on Global Radio Talk Show.
Thanks, Ed.
Thank you, and we'll see you in Rio. Take care. This is Ed Cohen signing off from Old Town in San Diego, Global Business News Radio on the air.